Welcome to Short Vort on Parshas Noach. In this week's Parsha, we find a fascinating incident with tremendous ramifications. After the story of the great flood of the Mabel, Noach plants a vineyard, partakes from the wine of the vineyard, and he becomes drunk and inebriated. And the Torah teaches us that his youngest son, Cham, came in and disgraced his father. And he tells his brothers about it. So the brothers come and they see their father Noach lying in disgrace, unclothed, an embarrassment. And Shem and Yefes, the two other brothers, went, and they took a blanket, and they covered their father. And Noach wakes up, he understands what happened, he curses Cham, and he gives a bracha to Shem and to Yefes. And Rashi teaches us that Shem and Yefes, in the merit of this blessing, and the merit of showing respect of Kibud Av V'Em to their father, they both got a reward. What reward did they get? Shem, the Jewish people, the descendants of Shem, the Semites, they got the mitzvah of tzitzis, the fringes on our garment, the special mitzvah of tzitzis. And Yefes, many generations later, there would be a terrible war where many of Yefes' descendants would be wiped out and lying in disgrace, unburied, to be eaten by the birds of the sky. And they merited to have kvura, to be buried in a respectful manner. Same exact action. Shem covers his father, Yefes covers his father. Yet the reward is very different. The Jewish people get the mitzvah of tzitzis, and the Greeks, the descendants of Yefes, they get burial, an honorable burial. What exactly is transpiring here? So many years ago, when I ate by somebody's house in Israel, and when I was single, still single, it was Parshas Noach, and he shared with me a beautiful insight. And he said like this, that both Shem and Yefes did exactly the same action. But they saw two very different things when they first saw their father lying there in disgrace. Shem didn't just see a body, a human body lying there in disgrace. He saw a tzelem Elokim. He saw an individual created in the image of Hashem, something that has an eternal spark. And the casing to that was lying in disgrace. Hence, not just the casing was in disgrace, but the soul, the inner spark, the peace of God, was lying there in chil, was lying there in disgrace. It was a chil Hashem. Yefes just saw a beautiful body, a special body, his father's body, lying there in disgrace, and a human being shouldn't be in disgrace. So he covered his father. They saw exactly the same thing, but they saw a little bit deeper, and their action was based on what they saw. One saw Etzel Melokim, it's someone created in the image of Hashem lying in disgrace. The other one just saw a human being, the master race, lying there in disgrace. And Hashem rewards measure for measure, midah keneged midah. Our rabbis teach us that the mitzvah of tzitzis has a blue string, techeilas, on it. And that blue string reminds us of the Yam, of the sea, which reminds us of the skies, the heaven, which reminds us of the Almighty's Kisei HaKavod, his holy throne, which reminds us of the Almighty himself. That's what Shem did. Shem didn't just see the surface. He didn't just see the blue thread. He saw what it represents all the way until he saw the image of God lying there in disgrace. He saw beyond the surface. It wasn't just a superficial perspective. So he merited a mitzvah, which helps a person understand a deeper perspective. You see a blue thread, but it reminds you all the way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yefes, who just saw a body lying there in disgrace, that's exactly what his descendants got. Their bodies were buried, so much so that after death, there isn't even the neshama, the soul leaves, it departs the body, just the actual physical casing. You respected the physical casing, says Hashem, I'm going to pay you back, and I'm also going to show respect to the physical casing and his descendants married burial. You know, it's very important in life to try to understand things from a deeper perspective. There's so many mitzvahs that we do. There's so many experiences that we have. There's so many people that we meet. And we can either live life very shallow and very superficial, and that is a certain level of existence. That's Yefes, which is beauty. But then there's shame. The word shame means shum. And at the essence, there, and the, where is it pointing us to? What's the core of it? And as descendants of shame, we have that within us, that our mitzvah performance, our life experiences could be lived on a deeper and a higher plane. Hashem should give us the opportunity to have the experiences, to have the mitzvahs, but to appreciate the inner spark, because the reward, the schar for them, is so much deeper and so much more eternal. Wishing you a beautiful Shabbos.